My koala, my consciousness. My koala, my consciousness. This Latin word means what it is like. Koala is what it is like. Consciousness is the ability to observe what it is like in this world. It's ways of consciousness. It is a way of consciousness to sense things. Emotion, taste, feeling, all the five senses and all of the many senses that we're unaware that we even have. But my koala, my consciousness, is my ability to go through this life experience and know what it is like, to be aware of this life experience, to be conscious of this life experience. Now, what is it to be conscious? To be conscious means that I am aware of what it does. I am aware, you might call it the feedback, because when I do a beautiful thing, I get feedback of beautiful vibrations from all of the world that I live in. When I do an unhappy thing or a thing that's hurtful to me, I get feedback of hurt. I get feedback of negativity. I get the awareness, the sense, the taste, the feeling of something not very nice. And I want to always be in charge of my koala. This is a word scientists are coming up with today to try to talk about godliness, to try to talk about the attitude that the Christ brought forth into the consciousness of all mankind, the consciousness of love. Love, that intangible aspect of our beingness, which is so important to our life and so important to everything that we do in our world. It's so important. When I wave my hands around as I'm talking, I knock my microphone down sometimes, but c'est la vie. My koala, my consciousness, is so important. What is it like? What is it like to be happy? What is it like to be sad? What is it like to be filled with joy? What is it like to be surrounded by beautiful people? All of these things are my consciousness, and I'm aware of it. Now, why am I aware of it? That is perhaps a more difficult question than the fact that I'm aware of it. But why am I aware of it? I am aware of my universe because I have created it. I am aware of my universe because I have brought it forth and I have made it what it is. I'm aware of my universe because my universe is who I am. My universe is me. My universe is all that matters. Now, I am consciously aware of it. It's my consciousness. It's my sensitivity. It's my feeling of harmony and wonder about everything in my world. If I call things God, if I call things heavenly, if I call things divine, if I call things all those words, they're true. They're very true. But the scientist prefers to have a word that is less religious, he says, although every scientist is imaginative and imagination is religion. And the word koala gives the scientists the feeling that they're dealing with a scientific aspect of life that has no relativity or no feeling to the religious world. Now, you cannot get away from it. Give it a different name, the consciousness is always there. What our consciousness is our consciousness is how well in tune we are with the absolute or the divine, or how much in tuned we are not with that. And we're always one with it, but are we aware of it? Are we conscious of it? Are we conscious of the idea that we can speak our word and what we speak our word for results in the reality of our life, the physical experience of our life? Do we realize that? We know it. It is a truism. It's like laws that operate the universe, law of cause and effect, and all the other conditions that operate the universe, but are we aware of them? Do we utilize them properly? Do we think that we can go around having a sad face and not have to pay the price of sadness in our life? Do we think going around with a happy countenance and not realize that that's what brings happiness into our life? A happy consciousness brings happiness into our life. It's just as simple as that. No matter whether we try to run away from our divinity, we try to run away from the terminology that is most simple to use for these purposes, no matter how much we try to run away from them, the reality of what they are always stands forth. The reality of what they are always is there and can never be hidden. What it is like, that is what the word qualia means. What it is like. What it is like to be alive. What it is like to be dead. What it is like to be reborn. What it is like to live our life in the fullness that we can. What it is like to give a gift to a person and have that person say, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's so wonderful. Just what I was looking forward to." Yet that person feels no obligation to you. That person feels no ownership to you. That person feels nothing except the fact that you are the master and you are conscious of what you are doing. Now, always we give ourselves gifts. Always we give ourselves presents. Always we give ourselves opportunities to fulfill the little middling desires of our being. And as we do that, we think, that's the most ordinary thing. You say to yourself, "I'd like a new dress. I'd like a new pair of trousers. I'd like some new shoes." And so you think nothing of going to the store and buying them. You think nothing of going out and achieving that goal and just fulfilling it. You just go and do it. And yet, what you're doing is you are knowing what it is like. You're knowing what it is like to have that new dress, what it is like to have those new shoes, what it is like to fulfill those desires of your heart. Oh, they're not overwhelming desires. They're not desires that are possessing me. They're not. Oh, yes, they are. They are forefront of your mind. Otherwise, you would not experience them. The new pair of shoes are forefront in your mind, even though it's in the back of your mind, you say. But it's in the forefront of your consciousness. It is what it is like to have those new pair of shoes. You say to yourself, "Oh, my new shoes are so beautiful. They're so wonderful. They're just so glorious. They fit so perfect." Ellen gives me a tickle always. She has looked here and there for special shoes, and not always does she find them. But when she finds them, she is so happy. And I say, "Ellen, order another pair right away." Then you'll have them. And the latest pair of shoes she's found have been better than any shoes she's ever had, she says. They fit so perfect. They look so good. They're so tiny. They're so soft. They're so bendable. They're so pliable, so plastic. What is it like? Oh, she can tell you. She can tell you what those new shoes are like because her consciousness is well aware of it. Her qualia understands those new shoes. Ways consciousness is sensed. The emotion of the shoes, the taste of the shoes, the feeling of the shoes, all the things that make her feet feel comfortable, her body feel comfortable. Now, the shoes are sort of a nominal thing, but it could be the essence, the groundwork, the substance, the sustenance of that which is our reality. As we think of it as nothing more than a pair of shoes, what is it like? Our consciousness accepts those shoes and we have those shoes. Well, take it a step further and think, what is it like to live in a happy body? What is it like to live in a balanced mind? What is it like to live in a balanced universe? What is it like to live in a balanced family? What is it like to live in a world where you have adequate abundance, adequate substance, adequate food, adequate water, adequate anything? And adequate doesn't mean a little bit. It means all that your need calls forth at any moment in your body. It means knowing what it is like to have your thirst quenched, knowing what it is like to have your hunger fulfilled, knowing what it is like to have your body feel at one with all the universe, knowing what it's like to live in your ideal Kuala. Today, claim your Kuala. Claim your reality. Claim all that it is for you. And as you claim all that it is for you, you'll find that it's the easiest thing in the world. Just like Helen's new pair of shoes. Oh, she just feels so glorious. Well, now she feels so glorious, she knows how it is to feel that way. She knows what it is like. And she takes that same knowing what it's like and puts it on her physical body. And she says her physical body is ideal, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, the nicest pair of shoes she ever had. Whoops, excuse me, the nicest body she ever had. Yes, and that's what it's all about. The nicest body she ever had. The nicest mind she ever had. The nicest friendships she ever had. The nicest people in the world she ever had. And all of it is good and very good. She is living in heaven. In every thought, because she knows what it is like. And you and I, we know what it's like too, in the millions of opportunities we have to know in our consciousness what it is like. Our five senses tell us, our life tells us, and we are happy and fulfilled all of the time. Have a glorious day. Have a glorious, fulfilled day. Know your Kuala. Know what it is like. I love you.